Broadcasting Network.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, but as I have always said and always continue to say, it's not my website. It's Webmaster James. He does it all. He just has show content because I'll be honest with you. Doing all the stuff that I do for the show, there's no way, absolutely no way that I could build, maintain, and would even have any moderate interest in a website at all. I think it's great that James is doing it. It's just something I could never do on my own. So the guy is fantastic, and we love him. By all means, folks, let him know that you appreciate him. And I know I sure do. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So we got a very, very exciting program for you this evening. A guy that I met several years ago will be joining us. He's just fantastic. I really enjoy listening to his information, of course, reading his books, and chatting with him on the air, because then everybody gets to benefit, obviously. His name is Dr. Patrick Herron, and he's the book author of the book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, as well as the book that came out previous to this, which is now being re-released through Anomalous Publishing, and that is Apocalypse Soon. Fantastic stuff. So we'll be chatting with Dr. Patrick Herron, all the way from the Emerald Isle, here in just a few minutes when we come back from this break. But, midweek. A lot of big news stories out there. It's almost overwhelming, honestly. Going through it, I've just been, you know, obviously letting piles and piles and piles of various news stories just stack up here on the countertop, and it's overwhelming sometimes. And I felt very overwhelmed as of late. Certainly a lot of stuff going on. And trying to keep everything sort of some degree of order is just, it's unreal. It takes a lot. It really does. And I haven't felt like I've really had it lately. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, I think, because there's much more to this than what it would seem. And I think a lot of you are probably feeling this as well. And there's something that needs to be explored about that, I think, as the show progresses. We will do so. But just crazy amounts of news out there. It's all leading in one definitive direction, the same direction it has been for a long, long time. And where is that? Well, pretty much tyranny. I think we're being set up for something. I really firmly believe that. And looking at all the news, it just seems to all be pointing in that direction. And I think I feel sort of what's going on, maybe more than I can see it. And maybe you're in that same boat with me. So maybe you felt run down and ragged and surly and depressed and all the negativity you could possibly imagine, because I know I've been feeling it myself. So, but I feel better now. I feel better because I think I got a handle on it. I think I understand a little bit more. Once you recognize something, obviously it's easier to address. And looking at all this stuff that's been going on, it's just been building and building, and I think it's directly tied into sort of what is going on in the world and what's about to go on in the world. So pay close attention, my friends, and if you're feeling that way, you're not alone, okay? I know that just being here tonight, I feel really good. I'm excited about chatting with Patty. I'm excited about chatting with you. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So, that having been said, we're going to pause here for a brief commercial interlude in the amount of 3 minutes of time, and then we'll be back, and we'll jump into the material here with our special guest tonight, Dr. Patrick Herron, and of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please go nowhere.
coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'm not gonna take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't.
Definitely a different creature altogether. That's me. Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled that you're here. We got a very special program tonight. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 800-313-9443. I always throw the worldwide in there because, quite simply, the material we care about here in America, obviously people care about all over the planet. It's important, important stuff. And when you get into the deep issues, the most important ones, the spiritual issues, they are even more poignant to everyone. Now, our guest is joining us from the Emerald Isle of Ireland. I just absolutely just love this guy. He is he's definitely a brother. Author of the book The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, and the book that has just recently been re-released entitled Apocalypse Soon. Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to introduce Dr. Patrick Herron. Patty, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Frank. Lovely to talk to you again, and good evening to all your listeners.
It's a real pleasure, my friend, as always, and I thank you for making yourself available. What's the time over there in the Emerald Isle?
It's 9 minutes after 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Well, rise and shine.
It's bright over here now. I've been sitting here with a big mug of coffee topped up with some Bailey's Irish cream.
Of course.
A pint of water. Looking out at a few rabbits grazing lazily on the green grass out here. Everything is very green and lush and verdant and blooming.
Wow.
We just had the dawn chorus of birds. So it's a beautiful way to start the day. So I'm hoping I'm going to be able to cheer you up and cheer up all your listeners here with some very good news.
That would be wonderful news, my friend, because, you know, I don't know if it's hit you, but I really feel this overwhelming sense of foreboding, this sort of doom, psychological oppression. I don't know. It is spiritual in nature. I feel better about it now. I'm glad that you're here because certainly when it comes to all matters of spirituality, you always do bring such a joy to the subject, and it's important. You know, too often people view the scriptures as, you know, well, like Catholicism, they you should feel really guilty about everything and whatnot, but you have such a passion and a joy. It's infectious, and I appreciate the visual of the land of my ancestors, and now I feel really crappy about living in Arkansas, but no. I'm kidding, of course. Please, let's talk, because obviously good news is always great to hear.
Absolutely, Frank. And, I mean, we're going to be talking about the apocalypse and the book of Revelation and signs of the apocalypse. And I understand when you're surrounded by with all the negative news that's coming at you 24/7 everywhere in the world today. But, of course, the powers that be in your neck of the woods, they seem to be orchestrating a total insular campaign against the people of America with the constant news about terrorism and bombs and bird flus and bees are disappearing and all sorts of things. And I think, in fact, I was listening to somebody sent me an email last week about a snippet about one of your guys that's running for president to try and get the nomination for the Republican Party over there, Ron Paul. And one of the things he was asked when it was about the war and terror, and he said for 30 or 40 years during the Cold War, we faced an enemy that was armed to the teeth with 30,000 nuclear warheads aimed at every city and town in the United States of America. And he said, you know, we got through it. He said, now the enemy doesn't have a navy, doesn't have an air force, doesn't have an army, doesn't have any strategic nuclear bombs. And he says, we're frightened out of our wits of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on here? So it seems like it's an orchestrated thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you read through Matthew 24, which is all the signs, when they asked the Messiah, what some of his closest friends came to him and said, what would be the signs of the end of this world and of your coming, your parousia?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a list of a whole bunch of things, wars, famines, earthquakes, diseases that we'll be speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of it all, he said, when you see all these things coming to pass, lift up your head. Your redemption is drawing near. So really, to turn everything on its head, we are living in the most exciting days available. And when you do get down, you know, there's a couple of verses, Frank, that I always think of. And one, I was raised a Catholic here in Ireland, you know, from the age of four I went to school, the Catholicism was bet into me. I knew all those things off by heart, all those little questions they had, who is God, where is heaven, you know, what is the one true church, etc., etc. I was an altar boy from about 7 or 8 years old, you know, I did the Mass in Latin, the whole ball of wax.
I remember that.
Et cum spiritu tuo, me a cowboy, me a cowboy, me a Mexican cowboy, all that stuff. But when I became a Christian at the age of 24, I had a solemn the road to Damascus experience when I was 24 reading the Bible one night, and that's when I had long blonde hair, and you wouldn't think that to look at me now, a bit follically challenged. But I became a Christian, and I was reading Corinthians, and I read this verse, and I didn't realize that I'd known this verse since I was a kid in Catholicism. And the verse said, and it's one of my favorite verses now when I get a bit down in the mouth, it says, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. You know, eye has not seen, nor heard, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So we're just in the preface here. We're only getting ready for the big picture, you know. All this is going to be a distant memory when the Lord comes back and takes us out of here. And the other great verse I love, too, which is goes along parallel with that is in Romans, where Paul said, I'm persuaded that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us, the sufferings of this present time. So no matter how bad it gets, you know, no matter how down in the mouth we get and how depressed we get and we've got to put up with our bills and mortgages and the car breaking down and fighting with the wife and kicking the cat and the kids getting stroppy with us,
mm-hmm.
and all the you know, the things of this world and the famines and the earthquakes, diseases and all the stuff that seems to be the sin that is so easily besets us at our very door. You know, in the heat of the hunt, the worst thing that can happen to us is we can die.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's we have an old expression here, Frank, it'll be all the same in 100 years. So
yeah.
Got to keep the old chin up.
God bless you, Patrick Heron. Thank you for that. It's great news. You know, and obviously you have to live, you know, those passages, those scriptures in particular. You have to be able to do that to be able to focus on apocalyptic type of subject matter. And, I mean, it is an exciting time, but at the same time, it can be somewhat intimidating to people in that it would be fearful in nature. And you remember, I'm an ex-Catholic myself. Not a whole lot of focus on the book of Revelation in Catholicism, honestly.
Listen, in Catholicism, over here, they haven't got a clue about anything, Frank.
Yeah.
I've been to the States now 6 times in the last 2 years or so, and I've met some Catholics over there, what they call evangelical Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And these people actually believe in Jesus Christ, believe in the Word of God, believe in the apocalypse. I was on with a woman called Kathleen Keating. She's got a big radio show last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely woman. And she told me she was thinking of coming to Ireland to start to set up a type of ministry. And I said, Kathleen, if you come over to Ireland and you talk to Catholics over here and you tell them you actually believe in God and believe in Jesus, they look at you as if you've got 2 heads.
Mm.
Catholicism over here is there's nothing in it. It's dead.
Yeah.
It was in Latin, for goodness sake, for most of my childhood,
mm-hmm.
where we used to go to Mass, and it was a gobbledygook in Latin. I mean, we could barely speak English, for goodness sake. And they just haven't a clue. I mean,
yeah.
the Catholic Church has taken a terrible beating over here over the last 15 years or so with the ferocious scandals that have emerged out of the closet. And so they've got no moral authority anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, most of the people, the young people and middle-aged people, are, you know, their religion now is sex, drugs, rock and roll, gambling, etc., etc., etc.
Sure.
The only people that you get in Mass these days are old people or very young people, and there's nothing there. But, I mean, the Irish people, and like a lot of Catholics everywhere, Frank, it's like what Paul said about the Jews. It says they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They know a little bit of Christianity, and they believe in a little bit, but then they've got all this gobbledygook and all this tradition, the traditions of men, which make the word of God of none effect. They just don't know. They haven't a clue.
Right.
So it's very sad. And, I mean, we have a terrible problem in Ireland with suicide, and we have a terrible problem with drugs and cocaine and alcohol and everything else that besets the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
There's more people killed here by suicide than there is by cars on the road. There's almost 500 a year,
wow.
which is a hell of a lot of people in a little country like Ireland,
mm-hmm.
you know, which has got a population of 4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So Catholicism has nothing going for it at all. They've lost their moral authority. The people are hungering and thirsting. There's nobody there to really teach them the truth of the Word of God. And it's not like the United States over here in Ireland. And in fact, the whole of Europe is probably the darkest continent in the world. Because I'm reading about South America. There's huge revival in South America.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're talking about Catholicism, the Pope went to Brazil about 2 weeks ago there. And apparently about 15 years ago, 90% of the people in Brazil were Catholic, and it's
yep.
a huge population, 170 million people, the biggest Catholic country in the world. And about 90% of them were Catholic 20 years ago, and now only 70% of them are Catholic, because the other 20% or so have converted to becoming evangelical Christians.
Mm.
And the Pope was worried about this, so he went to Brazil. And I remember thinking to myself, my God, isn't that a bit of a paradox? The Pope is going to Brazil because he's worried about people converting to Christianity. That's a good one, isn't it?
You know what? I think all Catholics everywhere are laughing at that one. Patty, we had our first break here, my friend, and we're just barely catching up. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes. Our special guest this evening, Dr. Patrick Heron, Must-have books, folks. We'll give out the website and everything when we come back. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very excited that you're here with us because you get the benefit of our guest and his amazing information, just unparalleled. www.nephilimapocalypse.com. I will spell it out for you. NephilimApocalypse.com. NephilimApocalypse.com. Of course, that is the website for our special guest this evening, the author of the book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, as well as his newly available first book, which is entitled Apocalypse Soon. Patrick Heron, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Just to finish on that point before I forget, that before we went to the break, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Regarding Brazil, we were talking about there. Huge, millions of people converting to Christianity down there. Same thing is going on in Colombia. My daughter told me she saw a documentary about Guatemala, I think it was recently. Isn't that the place that was wiped out in those horrible storms about 10 years ago?
Mm, yeah, I think
so. All the crops washed away, towns washed away and everything. Mm. She told me something like 90% of the population have become what we call evangelical Christians down there. Other people, words, people who actually believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible and stuff like that. There's huge revival going on in South America. The same is going on in Africa. Similarly in China, apparently when Mao Zedong had his revolution over there, whenever that was, the late 40s or 50s, it wasn't that long ago, they reckon there was about 1 million evangelical Christians in China. Now they reckon there's 80 million Christians there. And apparently the people have so little going for them. And I mean, if you and I saw what was going on in places like China where people have so little going on for them, or Christians in Darfur and Somalia, we'd probably give ourselves a right kick in the ass, you know, to be feeling sorry for ourselves.
Sure.
Because right these on. Guys have nothing going for them. But because they have to walk out in their faith in China, there's signs, miracles, and wonders are happening over there, big time. There's huge revival going on. So, and, of course, in the United States, there's a huge amount of Christian people. The only place that's really dark spiritually in the whole earth, very dark, I think, is Europe. There's big revival going on everywhere in the world. And you know, it talks about the former and the latter rain. And in Acts 2, it says, this is like that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour forth of my spirit upon my people, and your young men shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams and stuff. That's prophecy from Joel about the last times. So, you know, the spirit has been poured out these days. There's huge amounts of people coming to the Lord. Maybe we mightn't see it in our backyard here in Ireland where I am, or in Arkansas where you are, but in other parts of the third world, huge revival. And, of course, this gives a lie to what probably 99% of preachers teach, that there's going to be an apostasy in the last days, because they take that word apostasy to mean a falling away from the truth, or a turning away, or a rebellion. But it's from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says that day, when it's talking about the gathering together of the church, cannot come unless there comes a falling away first. But that falling away is from the Greek apostasia. And they transliterate the word apostasia to mean apostasy, which in our words, in English, means a falling away. But in the original Greek, apostasia means a departure. Mm. It means a falling away, as falling off this earth, as it were. If I'm in the departure lounge of an airport tomorrow and I take off, that's a departure.
Yeah.
And that's what it's taking. Because there is no apostasy happening. The opposite is happening. There's huge revival going on. The spirit is being poured out. And that's really what my books are about. Frank, and what my new book Apocalypse Soon is about.
Yes.
Apocalypse Soon is a fantastic book for, number one, for people who just want to get to know about the apocalypse of the book of Revelation and the signs of the end for the first time.
Yes.
Both Christians and non-Christians. And it's evangelical work. It's short, it's sweet, it's like an ass's gallop. My father used to say short and sweet like an ass's gallop. And you know, for some reason, people loved this book very briefly when it came out first. I got on the national radio station in Ireland. It was the first interview I ever did. And the guy gave me a great interview for a half an hour. And at the end of it, he said he read the book in one sitting and he was gripped. Yeah. And the book took off after that. Maybe a week or two later, a woman rang me up from Glasgow in Scotland. And she said she'd read the book three times in a row. Another guy that I know who owns a hunting and fishing shop in Dublin, Tommy, read it five times in a row. And then a couple of years ago, myself and my wife decided to go on a holiday on the spur of the moment, and we flew to northern Italy. And I met a young man, a Dublin man there, and his wife, and I was telling him about my book, The Nephilim, which just came out. And he said to me, did you write another book? And I said, I did. And he said, what was it called? I said, Apocalypse Soon. He said, are you Robert Herron? I said, no, I'm Patrick Herron, Paddy Herron. And he said, I read Apocalypse Soon three times in a row, and it saved my life. That's what he told me. Wow. So for some reason, people love this book. It's short, as I say. It's like a sawn-off shotgun, I would say. Totally different to The Nephilim. But the way I was inspired to write it, Frank, short sentences, in your face, bang, 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 like a machine gun or a sawn-off shotgun. That's the best description I can have for it.
Well,
and it's a relatively short book, but
yeah.
It's got the whole book of Revelation at the back of it, plus several other chapters which are pertinent, which some other very good information. And as I say, don't ask me why, but for some reason, people love it.
Well, I have
an evangelical book. It's a book to give away.
I have a theory, which I'll give to you when we come back. Folks, please stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Dr. Patrick Herron.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. Very, very exciting to be able to spend some time with our good friend, Dr. Patrick Heron. Patty, welcome back. You know, you were mentioning about your first book when it first came out, Apocalypse Soon, and of course, recently now re-released and available, and very, very exciting stuff, and why it does sort of resonate with people so much. And I think it's because it's amazing to me when you look at organized religion for the most part, they have a really hard time dealing with prophecy, because they don't quite know how to keep it all under control. They don't quite know which, you know, position to endorse and how to sort of present it to the people and say, this is a fact, this is how it's going to be. You know, any of the official establishments can go back and say, well, here's our version of history and you must abide by that. But when you're looking at prophecy, things to come, it's the most exciting thing about it. And nobody's really addressing it in a lot of the big churches. So when a book like Apocalypse Soon comes along, or even The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, which deals with revelation and prophecy a great deal as well, it really opens people up. It gets them excited about something because, again, these are not things that happened thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. These are things that are happening now, that are going to continue happening and lead up to something amazing. So it inspires a passion because it treats it with the right amount of respect and the right amount of joy in your heart, and it's just fantastic. So that's my theory about why these books resonate with people. And as far as the Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, I read that in one sitting myself. It's just fantastic. You've got a real poetry to your writing.
Well, the thing is, Frank, you know the book of Daniel, I'm sure we've discussed this before. The book of Daniel in the Old Testament, written about 800 BC, has a lot of parallel prophecies regarding the end times, parallel to the book of Revelation, that is. A lot of similar information in there. And this man came to Daniel, and he dictated this book to Daniel, and we're told that this man's name was Gabriel. He's what you and I would call an angel, but as you and I know, that angel starts that word puts people off because they immediately think of some guy with wings or maybe a little naked cherubim. But messenger or agent would be a better, much better name for these guys because they're men, spirit men. They look like us. We look like them. That's why it says, let us make man in our image. And when this man, Gabriel, dictated the book of Daniel to Daniel, at the end of the book, you can read it. Daniel asked him and he said, what do these prophecies mean? And when shall they come to pass? And Daniel more or less told them, or rather Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, this man, this spirit man, said more or less told him to mind his own business. And he said the prophecies are sealed up until the time of the end. And I think, especially in the Christian church, the church of the body, that many, many, many of them don't know anything about this stuff. Their pastors don't teach it. They shy away from it. I mean, I've had a hard job getting on Christian radio stations in the last couple of years to talk about this stuff, except from broad-minded hosts like yourself. Much more welcoming from a secular hosts and paranormal and people like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I didn't know anything about this stuff, Frank, and I've been a Christian for over 30 years now. So for the best part of 20 years, I didn't know anything about this stuff. You know, apocalypse in the Greek is apokalypsis. It means the unveiling, as in the taking of a veil away to reveal the face that's behind the veil, or like pulling back, drawing back the curtains on the stage to reveal what's behind the curtains. And it's happening now, and I believe it's going to happen with the church and with many, many other people now, because we're in those last times. This knowledge is becoming available. That was never available before. The book of Revelation was a closed book to Christians, even to many scholars, until the end times. And we're in those end times and those last days now. We're right slap in the middle of it, especially when you refer to all the news and the things that we hear happening around us on a daily basis, which places us right in the cusp of the next big prophetic event. Mm-hmm. And it's my prayer and my hope and my belief that the church are going to wake up to this stuff. And you know, that's why that's why I've written these books. I write for the ordinary Joe Soap in the street, the ordinary man in the street. Mm-hmm. It's not just written for Christians to tickle their ears and to give them something to feel nice about it. My books are all about opening the eyes of people that are non-believers, non-Christians, and for Christians alike. And it's the most exciting thing. You're right, Frank, in what you say. It's the most exciting thing because I went through many years of my Christian walk where I was just drinking too much Guinness and wasting time and out in left field big time. But when you get into the prophecies about the end times and what's coming down the road, I'll tell you, it helps you get on the ball, because if you knew that, you know, Jesus was coming over to visit your house tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd get your crap together. You'd get home and you'd clean up that house, you'd clean up that yard. You know, anybody listening out there, if he was coming over to your house, if you'd any sort of dirty magazines stuck down the end of your wardrobe, you'd be burning them, you'd be hoovering the place, you'd be getting the place ready, you'd get up in the morning, you'd be shaving and showering and putting on your best shirt. And that's what prophecies about the end time do. They help you get back on the ball, but they also make you very excited again and make you hot for this stuff. And they give you something to do, because with the secular people and ordinary regular people out there at the moment, they can smell the what's in the wind. They can sense the straws in the wind that are happening. Even people in Ireland here, secular people, we've never been better off in this country financially. We're called the Celtic Tiger. We've become very rich over the last 15 years. One of the richest countries in the world, which is incredible, coming off the back of 800 years of poverty. right and on. Having the jackboot of the Brits on our neck for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't have a quality of life. They're not happy, and they can sense a foreboding, as you say. They can sense there's something in the air. They're worried about their mortgages, their houses, the future, their jobs and stuff. You know, it's like people can sense these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pushing an open door to talk about these things with people nowadays. And that's what makes it really exciting for me. But I think the veil has been taken away, and hopefully the church, the body, are going to cop onto this stuff sooner rather than later. And that's what makes me excited. And by the way, two weeks ago, I sold the rights to my book, The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, for Brazil, which we were talking about a minute ago. And a few months ago, I sold the Spanish rights. So it's going to be available in Portuguese everywhere in the world, and also in Spanish. And that makes me excited.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Because, again, I mean, you make it very, very accessible and easily comprehensible. And again, it, just the context of it all, that apocalypse, like you said, it means unveiling. It doesn't mean the end of the world. Although, you know, they may go hand in hand to a certain extent. But the point is that this brings understanding to people, and people crave that in this time, my friend. And you have answers in your books and just fantastic stuff. Well,
it's gospel. It's the gospel.
Right on.
Gospel means good news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Said. People might say, oh, well, this is your being negative, you know. And I always say to people, well, if I met you and your family walking down the street, and I stopped you and I said, don't go around that corner. There's a nutcase there, a madman. He's got a gun. He's going to shoot you all dead. Instead, go this way over here. Well, I think that's pretty good news.
Yeah.
You know, it's not being negative. It's been totally positive. It's good news because, as you know, I believe that we are saved from the wrath to come. That's what Paul wrote twice, if not three times. He said, we're to wait from his son from heaven who has rescued us from the coming wrath. And he wrote that 2,000 years ago. So he obviously wasn't talking about the persecution of the Christians, which happened shortly after that, where Nero was taking Christian people and putting tar all over them and using them, lighting them, setting them on fire to use them as lamps for his garden parties and his orgies in the evening. Or for the Spanish Inquisition, which went on for a few hundred years, where they would take Christian people and do the most hideous things to them with the torture stuff that they had. And that was the Roman Catholic Church at the time then. Because they didn't believe in Mary, or they didn't believe in a whatever. It didn't conform to some narrow, weird Catholic teachings. So when Paul wrote, we are saved from the wrath to come, he wasn't talking about the persecution or what Nero did to the Christians. So he's talking about some coming wrath, the wrath to come. And, you know, people argue with me and say, well, that's not talking about the tribulation. But, hey, I've been studying the Bible for over 30 years now, 31 years now. And to me, the wrath to come is the same as the Great Tribulation, the day of Jacob's trouble, the day of wrath, the Lord's day, the day of judgment, the day of Christ. It's all talking about the one time period. And it's a heavy duty period. Big time. I mean, you know, it's going to be hell on earth. The first 3.5 years are going to be a pseudo peace. The second 3.5 years is literally going to be hell on earth. These guys that I wrote about in the Nephilim, the fallen angels, they are coming back to be visibly manifested on this earth, both from below and from above. And it's going to be a horrible, horrible time. I mean, by the time the end of the 7 years, we're given the figures, about half the population of the world was going to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is half the population. That's the figures we're given, which at the moment is about 3 billion people. But I firmly believe that we're told that the church of the body, which is a mystery, are saved from the coming wrath. So that is the good news. You know, the bad news is the Titanic is going down. The good news is you don't have to get on it.
Right. Well said. Very well said. Well, obviously, the biggest thing that I've encountered, and first of all, again, I love the fact that the book Apocalypse Soon, and to a great degree also the Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, really approaches it from the point of saying, hey, if you've never heard this stuff before, this is going to make it easily understandable for you and something to get excited about. But at the same time, if you are, you know, well-versed in this, it's still going to be captivating, and it is. So when you're looking at this and you're trying to tell someone about Revelation, and let's say it's just a person on the streets, the first thing they're going to ask you, Patty, I think, is the first thing they would ask me, which is, what's the first thing to watch for? So I ask that to you now.
Well, I think there's a whole slew of things that are happening at the moment when it comes down to the signs of the apocalypse.
Right.
When they asked the Messiah in Matthew 24, and some of his closest confidants came to him on the Mount of Olives and asked him privately, what will be the signs of the end of this age and of your parousia, your second coming? And he gave them a whole list of things. The very first thing he said to watch out is, he says, many shall come in my name, saying, lo, I am Christ. Be not deceived. You know, so the first thing is deception. People coming and saying, here is Christ, or here is Christ over here. And then there's going to be the one guy that's going to come and say, I am the Messiah. That's literally what he's going to say. Mm-hmm. It's the Antichrist, which is in the stead of the Messiah. Yeah. He's the main guy that's going to come in the future. Then he gave a list of things. You know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And that kingdom there is ethnos, both ethnos. In other words, one ethnic group against another ethnic group. And, of course, we've had that all over the world, including here in Ireland with the Protestants and the Catholics and the Hutus and the Tutsis and the Arabs and the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims, you know, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. He said there'll be an increase in famines, in earthquakes, in diseases, immorality, lawlessness, corruption in high places, people becoming lovers of selves and lovers of money, all these things. And, of course, in Luke 21, speaking about the end times, he said the nations will be in perplexity and anxiety at the roaring and tossing of the sea. And, of course, we had a great example of that about 2 years ago now with the tsunami in Asia and with all those storms that battered the United States of America. It's been relatively quiet, at least in our neck of the woods and I think in your place, for the last while. But watch this space. That will all kick up again. It is kicking up in China and other places like that, I know.
Yes.
And we've had other tsunamis and other hurricanes over there. But, sure, of course, we don't really notice them when they happen in places outside our own sphere of influence. But, of course, the greatest sign of all with regard to the end times is the fact that the Jews are back in Palestine. They're back in Israel. That's the main thing. In Matthew 24, he spoke about when you see the fig tree and the shoots sprouting out on the fig tree, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, know that the time is near. And then he said, lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing near. And, of course, the fig tree is a metaphor for Israel. It's always referring to Israel when it talks about the fig tree. And when it talked about the shoots on the fig tree, it was referring to the return of Israel. Many, many, many prophecies that said in the last days that Israel would be regathered, God would regather his people and establish them in Palestine and make them a nation once again. And, of course, Israel hadn't been a nation under their own political leadership independently since about 500 BC. And then in 70 AD, Titus came in. He sacked Jerusalem to put down an insurrection. He slaughtered about 1 million Jews. The rest were scattered to the four corners of the world, hence the wandering Jew. Everywhere that people have gone, they've been despised and persecuted and hated, which was prophesied. It was prophesied that they'd be scattered to the four corners of the world, mm-hmm. that they'd be hated and despised, and that's what happened in 70 AD. And I think Ireland is one of the few countries in the world, actually, that never actually killed a Jew, believe it or not. Many, many other countries, now almost every one of them have killed Jewish people. And then that culminated in the Holocaust in Germany in the Second World War, when millions of them were gassed and murdered over there. But many other prophecies said that in the last days, God would regather his people and he would establish them in Palestine and Israel again. And he would do this as a sign to the rest of the world that we were in the last days. In fact, one of the prophecies said that Israel would become a nation in one day. And that happened, I think it was the 11th of May, 1948, where there was a UN resolution which was proposed by the Britain and was seconded by the United States, where it gave UN decided to give Israel their homeland once again. So that prophecy came to pass literally in one day. So now when we see, like on the news last night, the problems in Lebanon between Hamas and Palestinians and between the Jews who are at the moment making incursions into Palestine because the Palestinians are sending rockets into towns in Lebanon, we are seeing that prophecy coming to pass. We are that generation. So the time of what I believe is called the gathering together of the church, of the body, which is the mystery of the body, is close, Frank. I believe it's very close. Now, whether it's 1 year, 5 years, or 25 years, I don't know. It's close. But when it happens, I'm persuaded that the sufferings of this present time will not be worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So the writing's on the wall, and the straws are in the wind, and let's have fun in the meantime.
Mm. Well said, well said. Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that, you know, watching all these things happening all over the planet, certainly, it's almost, I mean, there's never been another time like this, Patty. And I know people say, oh, everybody says that. At every given era and every generation, there's always people saying, wow, there's never been anything like this. But as a as someone who reads the news quite extensively for the show, you know, for work, I've seen just a plethora of terms that that I've never seen before. And things like rare, historic, unprecedented. These things, especially accompanied with natural disasters or anything like that, these are the times. And I think there is no shortage of reasons why Jesus uses a weather analogy to talk about the end times, because there is a lot of things to watch out for. And we're seeing them all. You're absolutely right on point. I would like to give out, of course, your website, www.nephilimapocalypse.com. And now, you have books and whatnot available there as well. Is that true?
Yeah, I've got my links to my books on my website, but also there's links to Amazon on there. Mm-hmm. Or if people want Apocalypse Soon, there's a link on there to survivalmall.com,
which is
Tom Horn's website.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. I sent a link to the webmaster. If it's not there, it will be. And then I also sent him the link to the YouTube video for your book, which is just fantastic little video. Stay with us, Patty. We got a short break. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We caught the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it is. Here we are at the end of the first hour. This hour, of course, being brought to you by the generosity of our good friends at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins. And, of course, you're right next door to Branson, Missouri, a very, very happening place. Lots of fun things if you want to stay active. But if you want to relax, you can just hang out right there at Bull Shoals Lake in Arkansas and really enjoy everything that makes Arkansas the natural state. Fantastic place any time of the year, the perfect family vacation spot. So plan accordingly. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Our special guest this evening, Dr. Patrick Heron, author of the book The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, and the book we're discussing now recently made available, Apocalypse Soon. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
By the way, just to recap on your last point before we went on the break there, I know people always say, when we'd have this discussion, well, we've always had wars, we've always had famines, mm-hmm. we've always had diseases and earthquakes and all these things. But the one thing we've never had before is the Jews back in Israel since 1948. That's incontrovertible. You cannot argue with it.
And that's true.
It's amazing to me when I often think of it that Israel, which is only a little strip of land, I mean, it's less than a quarter the size of Ireland. I think it's only about 180 miles long and about 60 miles wide. It's nothing. And that this inconsequential little piece of real estate in the middle of the East, the Near East, I guess, where you have 6.5 million Jews mm-hmm. surrounded by 250 million Arabs, and they live in the same amount of land as Canada and America put together, and where the whole peace of the whole world is resting on what happens in that neck of the woods. But of course, again, we're told in prophecy that in the last days that Jerusalem would be the rock on which the world will perish. And it's amazing that everything is contingent upon what happens in that little place, where there's probably wars going on in other places and hundreds of people being killed, and they don't even figure on our radar screen. So it's amazing. And although we do have the famines and the wars and the earthquakes, and it's all happened before, I could argue on the figures of that, taking the First World War and the Second World War and what happened in Cambodia and Stalin and Mao Zedong slaughtering 30 or 40 million of his people just in the last century. You could probably argue that all these wars we've had in the last 100 years have been unprecedented, and more people were killed in those wars than probably killed in all the wars up to that for the last few thousand years. Mm-hmm. But the main thing is that we've never had the Jews back in Israel again. That is the main sign. The fig tree is back there, that we're in the last throw of the dice. You know, we're told specifically in no uncertain terms that that would be a sign to the nations that we are in the last time. So we are in those days, and that's what makes it exciting, and that's what makes it an open door to push to speak to ordinary people about this stuff and to let them know that, you know, there is hope and that there is good news. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like about people like you, Frank, is that, you know, you're not a right-wing conservative Bible thumping preacher, you know, with a well-worn Bible in one hand and a shotgun in the other and a couple of Rottweilers slavering at your feet, you know, growling at everybody behind a big iron gate with pieces of bone stuck on it and stuck out in the woods in Arkansas, you
right.
know, wanting
That's
to
true.
Attack everywhere.
That's
we're the opposite. I mean, me and you would want, if we get together, we'd be having a few beers, and we're regular people. And the guy that we're promoting and that we're trying to talk to people about is a cool guy. He's the guy that would be wearing sneakers and a T-shirt and a pair of Levi's if he was here. And
Amen.
He'd be having a beer with us.
Amen. That's right. Jesus would not have the $5,000 suit on at the front of the congregation yelling about needing some money and whatnot. This is a completely different guy than what they're talking about in those big mega churches. Hang on a second, Patty. Patty's going to stay with us for the next hour. Very excited about that. We're back in 90 seconds with hour number 2. Please stay with us.